中英语听力专线一。
第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后面有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
When are you leaving?
I have bought the plane ticket. The plane takes off at 8:15 tomorrow.
Say goodbye then.
Peter, you mustn't do the experiment like that. Our teacher told us to follow his instructions.
Thank you for telling me about that.
Waiter, a table for three, please.
Would you like to sit over there in the corner?
No problem. Please get it ready as soon as possible.
Okay, just a moment. Cindy, have you finished your term paper?
Finally. I have done nothing else this week but type it.Where were you yesterday, Tom? I called to ask you to come for dinner. It was my birthday yesterday.
What a pity. I would love to have come, but actually I had a picnic with my family the whole day.
从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段对话和独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，每小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料。回答第六至八小题。
I'd like to book a few seats for Hamlet, please.
Yes, sir.
Have you got any seats downstairs?
Yes, we have.
How much are they?
$3.75 each.
Are there any seats for $2.50?
Yes, there are. Upstairs. How many?
Four, please.
For which night?
What about Saturday, October 21st?
I can give you four seats in row eight.
How long will the performance last?
2.5 hours.
Thank you. How much will that be in all? I'd like to book a few seats for Hamlet, please.
Yes, sir.
Have you got any seats downstairs?
Yes, we have.
How much are they?
$3.75 each.
Are there any seats for $2.50?
Yes, there are. Upstairs. How many?
Four, please.
For which night?
What about Saturday, October 21st?
I can give you four seats in row eight.
How long will the performance last?
2.5 hours.
Thank you. How much will that be in all?
听第七段材料，回答第九至十一小题。
morning. Have a seat.
Good morning. Thank you.
I have your letter here. Your name is Robert Martin, right?
That's right.
And you hope to work here next month?
Yes, madam, if I can.
Fine. You finished high school a year ago. Why didn't you go to college that year?
Well, I have a sister in college now, and there will be another one next year, so I have to make a little money for us.
Good. It seems that you are a good young man. By the way, what's your best lesson in high school?
Physics. I really enjoy it.
That's fine. Have you discussed this with your parents?
Oh, sure. My parents said I should decide it myself.
Okay, you can work here, but you'd better go to college if you have a chance. Good luck, young man.
Thank you, madam. Goodbye.
Good morning. Have a seat.
Good morning. Thank you.
I have your letter here. Your name is Robert Martin, right?
That's right.
And you hope to work here next month?
Yes, madam, if I can.
Fine. You finished high school a year ago. Why didn't you go to college that year?
Well, I have a sister in college now, and there will be another one next year, so I have to make a little money for us.
Good. It seems that you are a good young man. By the way, what's your best lesson in high school?
Physics. I really enjoy it.
That's fine. Have you discussed this with your parents?
Oh, sure. My parents said I should decide it myself.
Okay, you can work here, but you'd better go to college if you have a chance. Good luck, young man.
Thank you, madam. Goodbye.
Mr. Huang, I'm going to teach in Ola very soon, perhaps next month.
Congratulations, Miss Lan. You should be happy. You see, Ola is a big city. There are a lot of interesting things to see.
Yes. That's why I've come to you. I have mixed feelings, you see. I'm excited, but I'm also a bit worried.
What bothers you?
You see, it's this. Someone told me that people from Ola look down upon people from other places. Is this true?
Oh, yes. Some people do. I hate this kind of attitude. I'm sure not everyone in Ola is like that. Do you look down upon others in the class?
Of course not. I often help them. And I've learned a lot from the people coming from other places. They are all hardworking. Most of them are talented.
Anyway, you will start a new life in a beautiful city.
Yes, I feel excited. I'll email to you when I settle down.
Thank you. Then goodbye and good luck.
Mr. Huang, I'm going to teach in Ola very soon, perhaps next month.
Congratulations, Miss Lan. You should be happy. You see, Ola is a big city. There are a lot of interesting things to see.
Yes. That's why I've come to you. I have mixed feelings, you see. I'm excited, but I'm also a bit worried.
What bothers you?
You see, it's this. Someone told me that people from Ola look down upon people from other places. Is this true?
Oh, yes, some people do. I hate this kind of attitude. I'm sure not everyone in Ola is like that. Do you look down upon others in the class?
Of course not. I often help them. And I've learned a lot from the people coming from other places. They are all hardworking. Most of them are talented.
Anyway, you will start a new life in a beautiful city.
Yes, I feel excited. I'll email to you when I settle down.
Thank you. Then goodbye and good luck. Maria, what can you tell us about your plans for the future?
Well, I've been considering taking a year out after I graduate. You know, maybe travel around the world and see some different countries.
What do you hope to gain from traveling?
I've always been interested in seeing different places and experiencing different cultures. So it will give me a chance to experience these things firsthand rather than read about them in a book. But I also think that the experience I gain will help me find a good job when I come back.
Can you explain why you think traveling will help you find a job?
Well, the way I see it, a modern business environment is changing. Therefore, to be successful in one's life, it is important to be able to accept changes.
What do you mean?
I mean that you should be willing to change your attitudes and even working habits to suit the ever-changing environment. And if you've spent some time traveling, it means that you have to get used to different ideas and ways of doing things, as well as simpler things, such as food and climate.
It sounds reasonable.
I also believe that traveling will teach me to be independent, as well as to value other people.
Why do you believe traveling will help you to value other people?
As you know, when you're traveling, you can't get help from your family, so you have to depend on your friends, or even turn to unknown people.
Oh, I see. You're right, Maria. Maria, what can you tell us about your plans for the future?
Well, I've been considering taking a year out after I graduate. You know, maybe travel around the world and see some different countries.
What do you hope to gain from traveling?
I've always been interested in seeing different places and experiencing different cultures. So it will give me a chance to experience these things firsthand rather than read about them in a book. But I also think that the experience I gain will help me find a good job when I come back.
Can you explain why you think traveling will help you find a job?
Well, the way I see it, a modern business environment is changing. Therefore, to be successful in one's life, it is important to be able to accept changes.
What do you mean?
I mean that you should be willing to change your attitudes and even working habits to suit the ever-changing environment. And if you've spent some time traveling, it means that you have to get used to different ideas and ways of doing things, as well as simpler things, such as food and climate.
It sounds reasonable.
I also believe that traveling will teach me to be independent, as well as to value other people.
Why do you believe traveling will help you to value other people?
As you know, when you're traveling, you can't get help from your family, so you have to depend on your friends, or even turn to unknown people.
Oh, I see. You're right, Maria. Hello, everyone. My name's Carl Roberts, and I'll be your teacher of this course, Language and Culture. To begin with, please take a look at the teaching program in front of you. As you should all know by now, this course is given on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 3:15 to 4:50 in the afternoon. We will be meeting in this room for the first half of the course, but we will be using the research lab every other week on Friday in room 405 during the last 2 months of the course. This is the text for this lesson, Beyond Language. Unfortunately, the books haven't come in yet, but I was told that you should be able to buy them at the bookstore the day after tomorrow. Again, as you see on your course outline, the grade is determined by your performance in the midterm and final exams, classroom tests, and on your research work. My office hours are from 9 to 12 on Wednesdays, and you can set up a date to meet me at other times as well. Hello, everyone. My name's Carl Roberts, and I'll be your teacher of this course, Language and Culture. To begin with, please take a look at the teaching program in front of you. As you should all know by now, this course is given on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 3:15 to 4:50 in the afternoon. We will be meeting in this room for the first half of the course, but we will be using the research lab every other week on Friday in room 405 during the last 2 months of the course. This is the text for this lesson, Beyond Language. Unfortunately, the books haven't come in yet, but I was told that you should be able to buy them at the bookstore the day after tomorrow. Again, as you see on your course outline, the grade is determined by your performance in the midterm and final exams, classroom tests, and on your research work. My office hours are from 9 to 12 on Wednesdays, and you can set up a date to meet me at other times as well.
That's the end